Good morning. Good morning. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas, and that's because my good friend Chris Ruffino from the Hells Angels Cape Cod chapter is here in studio. Can you hear it? Yeah, try those. We're having a good time at the break, so we didn't prepare for Chris to come on the air. But here he is, Chris Ruffino. And Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? How are the boys at the Hells Angels?
We're doing well. Everybody's doing well. We're all dealing with, you know, life issues, you know, medical stuff for some of us. And, you know, but other than that, we're pushing through, man. We're doing what needs to be done for the holidays. That's why we're here.
You guys have been doing this for decades, I think, now.
I mean, all over the world. I mean, I can show you clips of the brothers in California, the bikes they give away every Christmas. They got a stadium full of bicycles.
Isn't that amazing?
And they have major sponsors, you know, big sponsors help them do it. And they're in a stadium, and they set up 10,000 plus bikes every year. I wish we could do it like that, but we do our best in our part.
You guys do great work.
Everybody does their part.
Chris, this year we were just talking about it. We have Chris Ruffino in here from the Cape Cod Hells Angels chapter. They collect toys for all these kids out there that will not have a Christmas if it's not for the Hells Angels.
Absolutely.
And all of you out there dropping off toys. But we've got a special request this year over and above. Chris, tell us the unique request you heard from these homes.
This year we got a request. You know, we get the information of each child and their age and their gender so we can shop appropriately for them with the donations that we receive. But this year they asked for clothes. In years past, it's always been toys for the kids, always been toys. But they did ask for clothes this year, so we're going to focus on that.
What does that tell you, Chris Ruffino?
That they're down and out. I mean, if this kid needs clothes, then he probably has none.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And these are kids that are in a facility where their parents are either in treatment or in custody or just in a bad way.
Yeah.
With us not bringing gifts there, they wouldn't have a Christmas.
Right. So we're going to step it up and bring clothes this year.
Yeah, we're going to get clothes. Whether we have to pay for them out of our pocket as the charter itself, we would. If we get them donated, absolutely, we'd love that. We have the boxes on. I'll give them the list of where the boxes are located. You can still donate up until the party. And even after that, up until like the 22nd or 23rd, you can still donate.
Chris Ruffino from the Hells Angels, Cape Cod chapter. The headquarters is in Westport.
Westport, American Legion Highway.
Where are some of the locations people can drop off toys?
Right now we have boxes at Charisma's Hair Salon here in Fairhaven. We also have boxes at West End Grill on Rockdale Avenue, Dillon's on County Street, Ricardo's Towing, Dr. Lowney's office in Fall River. There's a box there. Dillon's, I got to give a shout out to Dillon's.
Sure,
like they put it in every year for us.
They do.
Every year I'm there emptying that box one or two, maybe sometimes three times during this drive. We really got to do a big shout out to the people that dine there, you know, daily and donate. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable thing.
They've been part of your list every year you've come in.
Yeah, these guys are the best.
Dillon's.
You know what I mean? I mean, they all do well for us. I'm not going to.
Of course.
But just Dillon's in itself, man, they really do go above and beyond for us.
And the food's great, too.
And the food's great, of course.
That doesn't hurt. So make sure when you drop off a toy, you stop in and get some food as well at Dillon's.
Absolutely.
Chris, go through that list again.
Okay, it's Charisma's Hair Salon in Fairhaven, West End Grill in New Bedford, Dillon's Delicatessen, also in New Bedford on County Street, Ricardo's Towing, and Dr. Lowney's office in Fall River. We do have the party this Saturday coming up. It's from 2 to 6 at the clubhouse. You can bring unwrapped gift. We'll be collecting gifts there. Come hang out, listen to good music, eat some good food, meet some good people. You know what I mean? You'd be surprised who you run into.
That's true.
Surprised.
Where is the clubhouse exactly?
It's on 560 American Legion Highway.
And how will people know it's the Hells Angels Clubhouse?
But you can't miss it. The sign. We have a huge sign out front, and we pay very well to the town of Westport to have that sign there.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can't miss it.
It's the cool skull with the wings.
Yes, it's the cool skull with the wings. It's the death head. But again, you know, we appreciate everybody in the South Coast and what they do and the donations they give. We do it for the kids, plain and simple. If we don't do this every year, then they don't have a Christmas they should have. I mean, it's not their fault that where they're at and the situation they're in.
Play Santa Claus. Yeah. You get the opportunity to play Santa Claus.
You know, and we individually wrap these gifts. So we'll individually wrap each one, and we'll put a tag on it for the child, Bobby or Sue. And it's great when they can sit there and hear their name get called out. Like last year, each kid got 10 gifts.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, the woman at the facility was like, you know, we're not that big of a facility. Right. I get it. It's a lot of toys. I get it.
And this year, we need kids' clothing as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
What are the ages, Chris, that we need?
Clothing is, one second. Actually, they asked for diapers, too. So we have some small children this year.
Diapers also. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they actually asked for diapers. We have some small kids this year. Need socks, pants, basically, you know, clothes, undergarments. And two boys, ages 9 and... actually, one is 9 months old and one is 10 years old.
Okay. So, 10-year-old boy, clothing,
right.
And 9-month-old baby.
Baby, pretty much.
So, we need diapers, guys.
Yeah, they asked for diapers, so...
You know how expensive those are.
Of course they are.
They're absolutely really expensive.
Yeah.
And you get to play Santa Claus this year.
It's great.
To kids that really need it. All
yeah.
right?
Absolutely.
I had a good right. Yeah. I had a great childhood.
Myself also.
Chris did as well.
Also.
But these kids, they're not, well, they will with our help. Right?
With our help, they'll have some joy on Christmas morning. That much we can say. You know, they'll have gifts from us. You know what I mean? We'll do our part. And they'll get as much stuff as we have, they'll get.
Yes.
That simple. You know what I mean? And we wrap everyone individually. It's quite a sight watching grown-ass men wrap presents that really have no idea what they're doing.
Right.
But we do our best.
Chris, you pointed out that because of the unique circumstances this year, you are looking for donations as right. well. I know in the past you have collected cash donations, checks as well. How do people do that?
People could send me an email at chrisnrc81@gmail.com. You can reach out to me on any of my social media platforms, Facebook,
Chris Rock
TikTok.
Is what he goes
yes,
on.
Chris Rock. Chris Rock on Facebook. TikTok, Instagram, any of them platforms. Like I said, send me an email. You can send an email to the club website, also that too.
They'll give that seen. Website up.
Yeah, that's hellsangelscapecod.com. Clothing is hellsangelscapecod@myshopify.com. You can go there and leave them an email also.
Chris, this is you've been doing this year after year.
Yes, we've been doing this since we opened back in this area in 2021.
It is, you know, I'm happy to partner with you on it. Really always
am. We appreciate your help. We absolutely do.
My audience has been very generous.
Very.
Right,
very.
To these kids.
Very. The South Coast, I say it all the time.
Yeah.
The people on the South Coast are the best people, man. The hearts are big, and we appreciate everything that they do for us.
One more time, where can people drop off gifts?
They can drop off at Charisma's Hair Salon, West End Grill, Dylan's Breakfast, Ricardo's Towing, and Dr. Lowney's office in Fall River.
And then come to buy
and you can come to the clubhouse. You can drop off on Friday nights. We have open house at the clubhouse on Friday nights for the public. And then the party's going to be this Saturday also. Come down, enjoy some good food, meet some people, listen to good music.
Chris Ruffino, I appreciate everything you do for these kids and all the guys at the club.
Every year, we appreciate the support you give us, and we couldn't ask for anything more. Really.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless.
Thank you. Thanks. Chris Ruffino, everybody, from the Cape Cod Hells Angels. Great group of guys. Get involved. You can play Santa just by dropping gifts off and clothes are important, and of course making a donation if you'd like. So we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back. Open phones if it's on your mind. I want to hear about it. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
I was a dam builder, crossed the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound.
I'm still around. Welcome back. There's a little bit of Highwaymen. Again, I want to thank Chris Ruffino from the Hells Angels, Cape Cod chapter. Headquarters is in Westport. They're collecting toys, as they always do. They're regulars here during the holidays doing this toy drive. I know that they've been able to aggregate a lot of cash, money, which is then used for the kids, as well as the toys, and this year the clothing and diapers. normally we don't, normally I don't hear about that. So when Chris came in and said to me, this year we need clothes, and if they're asking, they need it, right? They need it. So let's make it happen, right? Let's make it happen. The easiest thing we can do is just drop off toys, clothes, diapers at those locations that Chris mentioned, and let they do all the work, including wrapping, right? Including wrapping the gifts. So the least we can do is be a part of the team, right? Be a part of the team. It's kind of open phones this morning. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. We've had a lot of conversation about local stuff, which is really what I enjoy talking about. And there is national stuff, though, going on as well. There is the arraignment of the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk. He'll be arraigned today. He'll be arraigned today. Now, I find that whole thing to be kind of fascinating. Charlie Kirk, I get that people didn't always agree with him. That was part of it. He would say, prove I'm wrong. Prove I'm wrong. That was part of his shtick. He'd go out and say, prove me wrong. And he got murdered for it, right? Assassinated. Now, the other part of what's happening is many people don't believe that it was a left-wing assassin. It's pretty crazy. The guy has confessed to it. They got DNA evidence. They got video. But there are some of you out there who don't believe that Charlie Kirk was killed by a Democrat. Some of you believe that it was a conspiracy by people that are around Charlie Kirk, which I didn't really realize. Maybe some of you don't know that's either, because you're not in that part of the internet. I'm not either. But I did hear his widow, Erica Kirk, the very beautiful Erica Kirk, talking about it on Fox News. She's on The Five. She also was interviewed yesterday afternoon. It's just amazing that this young widow, who now has two children who have no dad, has to not only put up with the murder of her husband, the loss of his companionship and all of that, but now totally innocent people around her are being blamed for murdering her husband, Charlie Kirk. So I find it to be fascinating in the sense that people are like that. And obviously, the left in America is back on their heels because they've been exposed as murderers. Many of the people in the left have murderous thoughts, celebrate murder. And that's really not good when you go to the election, right? When you try to get elected, to say we're from the bloodthirsty, craven murderer party. We celebrate murder. We look for better snipers. Remember that in Mattapoisett? Looking for better snipers with a president, picture of President Trump. There were two attempts on President Trump. One hit him in the head. The Lord saved him. There's no doubt about that. And then the other one, they caught the guy. I mean, one bullet hit him in the ear. Think about that. Hit in the earlobe by a bullet from an AR-15. He's still the president today. I mean, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's the work of God. There's no doubt about it. But this conspiracy theory that the left has developed in an effort to deflect blame for the Charlie Kirk assassination is absolutely fascinating. To me, anyway. It's disgusting and fascinating, right? Just like that sewerage problem my caller Nikki's having in the South End. Disgusting and fascinating, right? Fascinating and disgusting. That's what the left's reaction to Charlie Kirk's assassination and Donald Trump's attempted assassination really has become. Like sewerage filling up a basement, right? 508-996-05. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Bring your car to Mack Auto Sales. This family-owned business, 188 Rivet Street in the city of New Bedford, repairs all makes and models of automobiles. So if you need to get your car ready for the coming winter, the snow, the ice, all of that, and I'm sure you do, call and make an appointment today. Mack Auto Sales, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car, that's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign-made automobiles. Make sure you mention WBSM and Chris McCarthy, and they'll give you a discount on the bill. Also ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. Take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
And I found his son straight down the barrel of a lawman's gun. I try to run, but I don't think I can. You make one move and you're a dead man. Friend ain't living long like this. He's living long like this. Can I pay this? He slipped the handcuffs on behind my back. Then left me reeling on a steel rail rack. You got them all in the jailhouse, baby. Ain't living long.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy of the audience, talking about, well, whatever's on your mind, but this Erica Kirk, this poor girl, poor woman, really bright woman, good looking, obviously, she was a beauty queen, lost her husband, Charlie Kirk, to an assassin's bullet. She has two children. Now she's dealing with the left wing, the Democrats, not all Democrats, obviously, certainly not the Scott Langs and the Mark Montagnes of the world, but you know what I'm talking about, these crazy, radical lefties, some who are elected, obviously, who are now saying that it was an internal, not the left that murdered Charlie Kirk, but somebody around him that was involved. And I hadn't heard any of this. I got to be honest with you. I hadn't heard any of this. I spend a lot of time gathering news, so you don't have to. But there are some places on the internet that I don't go to. I just doesn't, not my world, right? Far out left wing or far out right wing conspiracies. I don't follow it. But it has come to mainstream news. Erica Kirk was all over Fox News talking about it. Talking about it. So maybe some of you caught it because a lot of you do consume some of Fox News as I do. I was really surprised. I heard it this morning. I guess I heard it last night, or yesterday evening. I know a lot of you weren't watching TV last night because you were at a very successful fundraiser for Jesse St. Gelais out at the Wamsutta Club. I was there in spirit. I like Jesse a lot. He's a friend. I don't go to those things. There's a lot of things I don't go to anymore because of my fragile immune system. Many of you know I'm in line to get a transplant. I really don't need to play any games with that. So there's a lot of things I do not do anymore. I don't go to large fundraisers, big crowds. funerals, wakes, things like that, with a lot of hugging and people around, particularly big popular ones, right? And that is painful to me because I like paying my final respects to people that I've known, people like Bruce Oliveira. I have a family member who's dying of cancer right now. I'm going to have to avoid all that. It is, it's, you know, God brought me back from the dead, and I got to respect that. So I avoid things with big crowds and stuff like that. I mean, it's not what I want to do, but it's basically what I have to do. So I wasn't at Jesse St. Gelais, but I would have been there if I could have been. And same with wakes and funerals and all of that stuff. Anyway, so if you're planning on dying right now, I probably won't be there. Try to delay it, as I hope you are anyway, till after I get my my transplant. Please. All right, so I'm going to play the clip, short clip, from Erica Kirk. So that, hold on. So that you can hear it for yourself. Maybe you've missed it. What Erica Kirk, the widow Kirk, is talking about. Hold on one second. All right, this is from Fox News.
Come after me, call me names, I don't care. Call me what you want, go down that rabbit hole, whatever. But when you go after my family, my Turning Point USA family, my Charlie Kirk Show family, when you go after the people that I love, and you're making hundreds and thousands of dollars every single episode going after the people that I love because somehow they're in on this, no.
You know, I have to say it. I've never seen you like this.
No, this is righteous anger because this is not okay. It's not healthy. This is a mind virus. Yes, I believe in our judicial system. I do. We have a hell of a team working on this. Excuse my French. But this is not okay.
So you want to put these people back in the box where they've been creeping from?
I don't care what box you're in. But just know that your words are very powerful, and we are human. My team are not machines, and they're not robots. They are human. We have more death threats on our team and our side than I have ever seen. I have kidnapping threats. I have, you name it, we have it. And my poor team is exhausted, and every time they bring this back up, what are we supposed to do, relive that trauma all over again? They watched my husband get murdered. I have no idea how I would have reacted if I was there that day. And thank the good Lord that I did not have to see that happen. But my team, they are rocked to the core. So why every single day did they have to be dragged through the mud, analyzed, hyper-analyzed?
So that's Erica Kirk from Fox News talking about someone in social media, I assume, because she said they're making money every time they bring it up. Talking about this conspiracy theory that someone within Turning Point USA was actually involved in the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which is crazy, crazy. But that's Erica Kirk talking about it. And again, I obviously don't listen to that part of the podcast world, right, where these type of people are. So I'd never heard it. Then I heard Erica Kirk last night and again this morning on Fox News. And I thought, I wonder if my listeners know anything about this theory that the Turning Point people murdered Charlie Kirk. For what? What would be the reason? I mean, to me, he's like Martin Luther King. In other words, Martin Luther King led a social movement. And religious, obviously. He was a reverend. He never held political office. Charlie Kirk didn't either. But he spoke all around the country on spiritual and social matters. much like the Reverend Martin Luther King. So, and I think Charlie Kirk's memory will live on probably as long as Martin Luther King's. I don't know if they'll give him a national holiday that we have like for Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, but certainly interesting, right? Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hello. How are you?
Hanging in, and you?
Good, good.
All right. That's good. Anyway, I love Erica Kirk and her team, and I loved Charlie, and I don't believe it for 1 minute. It's just to make money, and people are evil.
Yes.
Haters will hate. Evil will be evil, and jealousy, they'll always be jealous. You know how that goes.
But let me ask you a question. Who do you understand to be saying these rumors that she's talking about? Do you know?
Well, you know, it's the people that make money off stuff like that. It's evil people.
Yeah.
They get together and they say, let's do this, let's do that. And then, like she said, they're making big money off of it.
I know.
They're
I found
evil.
That to be.
The world's evil. It's all about money.
For a lot of people, it really is. But I was stunned. I'm sorry, what?
It makes me sick. It makes me sick about the money thing in the world. It really does. You know your health is number one. You can have all the money in the world.
Doesn't matter.
Your health is number
right.
one.
100%.
People just, they're so twisted the way they think. You know what I mean? You just need enough money to pay your bills, really, and to go on a vacation once in a while, and I don't know, they do anything for money.
Certainly there are people that
I think it's money driven because there's no way his team, I watch it all the time and I listen to him on YouTube and they love him.
I agree with
you. No, his team loved him. There's no way it was them.
And the guy confessed. He's going to be arraigned this morning. He confessed to his own family. I mean, think about it. His father did the right thing and turned him in. That meant he knew the son was guilty. Didn't want to see the son get gunned down in the street by the FBI, which is, you know, what a father should do. So you know the guy is guilty.
I know, but they allow this to go on because this is America, right? So what, it's freedom of speech?
Right, right.
Which is wrong, but... You know, the poor thing, she's been through enough, but people don't care.
No.
You know, they're so mean and evil because they don't have God in their life.
I agree with you.
Like, they were saying nasty things about her online and stuff. And even when I look at the phone sometime, it says that she's pregnant with her third child. How can they put that up there?
Really?
Yeah, I see that all the time on my phone when I go to YouTube and I scroll. It shows her picture, and it says that she's pregnant with her third child. In fact, it had me thinking she was pregnant after he died, because it could have been, you know
sure,
what I
of
mean?
Course,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's not true, because she would have told it.
Yes.
She doesn't look pregnant to me.
No, she doesn't look pregnant to me either. But that would have been an incredible miracle if he had, you know, impregnated her before he died. They're married, obviously. They have a couple of kids already. That would have been wonderful, really, if he had a baby on the way. Not, you know what I'm saying? It's sad that he was assassinated. But, yeah.
Oh, the little girl is so cute, and she's always asking for where daddy is. I look at it and I cry.
Of course. That's really sad.
It's so, yeah, it's very sad.
To murder a guy simply for, I mean, all he ever did was talk. Really, all he did was talk and get out the vote. And they got murdered for it.
But I think it was over that transgender stuff.
It apparently, the guy who killed him will be arraigned this morning. He was really involved with that transgender stuff. Yeah, he'll be arraigned in Utah.
Well, I hope he gets what he deserves. And she's so beautiful inside that she's not even pushing it. She's saying let it go with what God wants to give him.
She forgave him.
Right.
She forgave him.
She's a true Christian.
Yeah. Thank you, my
friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No, look, it is really really a bother what they're doing to this woman. And they're profiting from it, apparently. They're profiting from it. Erica Kirk. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Not bad. You know, there should be, I believe in freedom of speech on all levels, but there should be the idea of harassment, which is clear, you know, freedom of speech is in context, maybe one or two statements, but harassment is a consistent battery of somebody. And I think that, and that battery can be described in a number of different ways, but I think the FBI should take these cases, because this isn't about freedom of speech. This is no different than saying you have freedom of speech if you walk in the, you know, into the crowded theater and shout fire. That's not freedom of speech either. You know, you say it, but what is the result of what you say? So I don't know why we don't take more aggressive, because let's just look at it this way. We're all back in the 50s, right? This couldn't have happened in the 50s. Like, how does an individual in New Bedford, you know, try to harass somebody that's in Arizona, besides picking up the phone and calling them on a phone, which was a landline?
Right.
You know, there's no ways to do it through social media, email. You couldn't even research the person, really, unless you went through a phone operator. You know, it's a crazy time we live. But you mentioned people the whole discussion about conspiracy theory around Charlie Kirk. I know people in my life that are adults over the age of 50 that now believe the Earth's flat. I know people that believe that we did not go to the moon.
Yes.
And you know, conspiracies are just like, usually a lack of real information, but sometimes people put more bad information in and make it worse.
Yes.
And like, I just tell them, you're an idiot. I mean, you really think we have the Earth is flat. So, you know, and, you know, they really think it. It's just unbelievable.
That's funny. I mean, it's not, but it is. 508-996-0. I know the Earth's not flat. And I also know it's that magical time of year here on the South Coast when your car won't start, your wallet's empty, and that special someone on your list has champagne dreams. Don't panic. Mid-City Scrap, right in Westport, has your back. They're paying top dollar for junk cars, running cars, rusted cars, even frozen solid cars. It really doesn't matter. They'll tow it for free, get it out of your sight, and you'll get the cash you need for more Christmas gifts. That means the car's gone from your yard, and you've got more cash for gifts, heating oil, and let's be honest, more eggnog. More eggnog. Thanks to Mid-City Scrap. Call them today or stop by 548 State Road in Westport. Mid-City Scrap, turning junk cars into cash all summer long. We're going to take a break and then we'll be back. We're going to be joined for a moment or two on the phone by Ian Abreu, who wants to address the meeting in the South End regarding the sewage treatment plant. So stick around. More big information to come. Stick around.
Stay up to date on the latest news.
I follow the news pretty much throughout the day.
New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
I'm for law and order, the way that it should be. Songs about the night they spent protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaws in some old magazine. New York City posse down like I ain't never seen. Someone called us outlaws.
Welcome back to the program. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything, from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We're now going to be joined by at-large city councilor Ian Abreu, talking about the meeting down in the South End. Good morning, council. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Chris. How are you? I hope you're well.
I am doing well. What's going on?
Good. Well, thanks for having me on quickly. Well, I just wanted to call in. I know we're up against the news and the hard break, but I just wanted to, you know, publicly back up Barry and Sean, who called in last hour, and, of course, the entire residency of Ward 6, but also, too, those who might cohabitate Buzzards Bay or Clark's Cove. Again, I wasn't at the meeting earlier this week because we did have three back-to-back-to-back city council committee meetings. But, you know, it's meetings of these significant of significance like this, particularly, in my opinion, involving major infrastructure planning and long-term neighborhood impacts of those plannings warrant, in my view, comprehensive communication with all elected officials. So I want to work with DPI. I want to work with our state and
so
federal
delegation. So were you notified, Ian Abreu, officially that they were having this meeting?
No, sir. We found out through a constituent who lives in the South End. I'm not going to name her name, but she's a frequent caller to your show if she wants to call in and back that up. But she texted myself, Councilor Pereira, and Councilor Gomes with one of those with a picture of the flyer and says, did you know about this? And by talking to my colleagues, the three of us, I know I didn't know about it. I'm not going to speak for the other two, but I believe Councilor Pereira also didn't know about it. So we found out about this with less than a half a week to go, for which our meetings and our hearings were already scheduled. So I just wanted the residents of New Bedford, in the South End in particular, to know. And it's my neighborhood, by the way.
Right.
I am the southernmost elected official in the city of New Bedford. I live a stone's throw from that sewer treatment plant. That I want them to know the following, that I'm fully committed and engaged and immersed in this issue. I'm going to work with our stakeholders. I actually have a meeting set up with our friend Rick Trapillo, who's a planning board member in Sahaven. He has been all over this CSO issue, which I know you know. I want to see what his thoughts are, how we can rectify these matters. I was getting texts and the play-by-play all throughout the night while I was in council. Barry was there. Sean was there. My mother was there. Pat, my stepfather, was there. So I was certainly getting the blow-by-blow. It seemed like I think Barry put it correctly, death by PowerPoint. I think the term I used was a boredom by submission, right? Do the PowerPoint and maybe bore them into submission and, you know, see you later. But, I'm on this, and I know many of my colleagues are too, and there has to be a regional approach. There's a play here for our state delegation. I know Tony Cabral has met with us at the treatment plant in the past. It's my understanding he and Al Medeiros were on the Zoom call. But what I'm concerned about is, and you mentioned this point, I think, the other day, and it's a point well noted, I think, in my opinion, where's the money going to come from?
Right.
The state's broke. The federal government's broke. I don't know where we're going to get the money from to fix these issues, but we've got to find it because there's a major quality of life issue for the South End, Clark's Point, Clark's Cove, Buzzards Bay, and the surrounding communities. So I want the residents to know that they can call me anytime, 508-496-4335, if there's any issues or concerns about this. I want to continue to work with Barry and the Ward 6 counselor and all of my friends and colleagues in the South End to gather all the information we need to put some data together to really be prepared to address this issue. So I'm here, and I'm ready to go.
Councilor Abreu, you know, a city councilor in Newton, he once had enough of inaction, and he ran and got to Congress. That's Jake Auchincloss. What about running for Congress? That's an